Seeds are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye if we all go. Maybe things will be better in Chicago.
They're probably one of the top two that we've played so far. If not the best one that we've seen. Very tough front. Linebackers are about as good as you can get, even with the, you know, Ogletree missing time, and the secondary is very challenging. They match up very well with us, and you know, from the front to the back end, it's going to be probably one of our toughest tests.
And what's it been like for you to have the fluctuation in Alshon's availability? You know, to be out for a while and then produce the way he has, and then now to be out again.
Well, we'll just see what happens. We got a lot of time this week, and you know, I can't make any predictions on what's going to happen with him. And we're taking it day to day right now with him. It's nice when he's available to go, because obviously he's an impact player for us. But we got a lot of guys that step up when he's not in. I think we probably got one of the top-tier tight ends in the league that we feel really good about as far as a guy that can be effective for us down the field and intermediate and underneath. And our running backs have really stepped up, taking Matt's spot, especially last game. That whole group did a good job. And I think the receivers, they do everything they can to put themselves in the right spot, create separation, give Jay a chance to get the ball to him.
That's Chicago Bears offensive coordinator Adam Gase talking about the upcoming team, the St. Louis Rams. Welcome to Studio 34 and the Chicago Bears Beat. I'm Kenny.
I'm Cademan.
Cademan, we haven't had a podcast. We didn't do one right after the game, but that game was fantastic.
It was a nail-biter.
It was awesome.
It was our three victories this season were all against AFC West opponents.
We are the leader of the AFC West, you could say, right now.
Yeah,
right?
We are.
But, Jay, I mean, a lot of people, I know people that after that first, the strip fumble, which the fumble, he had the ball high. He had it under his chin. He had both hands on it. It was a great play.
Yeah.
But the pick six, you know, that I think that was just miscommunication. But I know people that said, that's it, shut the TV off. They don't know what they missed.
Yeah, Jeffrey was livid after that touchdown. After that pick six.
Yes.
I read something. He went to Adam Gase, and he said, I want to do a go route. The go route, the very next play. And he went out, got a 46-yard catch. That went to our first touchdown or field goal.
That was fantastic. It was really fun. A couple guys stepped up you didn't really expect. We had Langford. Boy, he did a fantastic job on that, especially that catch. He really stretched out for that.
Clutch performer of the game, Lamar Houston. 2 sacks on the Chargers' last drive that basically won the game for us.
Well, he stopped them from making another field goal. But, hey, the Bears had to get that two-point conversion. But really, if you talk about the first half of that game, we really should have been leading it by quite a bit.
Yeah, we had a lot of missed opportunities.
Yes, we did. So, feel good about it. We had Jeffrey, unbelievable, 151 yards. But now, just came out today, he's kind of tweaked his groin yesterday. What?
Speaking about the injuries, Alshon, you want to hear the injury report?
Lay it on us there. Tell us what it is.
Bushrod is on it again. Shoulder. Matt Forte, knee. Gold with an illness. He'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Grassi with the neck. Jeffrey with the groin. It sounds like he'll probably play. It didn't sound too serious.
I think he will. Also, some news about three players in the last 4 days?
Eagle Ferguson for PEDs, 4 games. Teo Fabaluje, 4 games. And it was like a wide receiver.
Guy I've never heard of.
Yeah.
They say they had no clue it was in a supplement that they were taking, but that's what all NFL players say. Ego, it's not going to affect us at all. He's on IR right this year, but I guess it probably will. First 4 games of next year.
Yeah.
Fabaluje, he's not really been active, I don't think, for any games.
No.
He's a rookie. He's green, so we'll see what happens. I mean, that's just part of the NFL. It happens all the time. A lot of big things. Andrew Luck, terrible injury.
Multiple.
NFL. Yeah.
Couple ribs. Was it lacerated
kidney?
Alpha 2 to 6 weeks, but the Colts are leaning towards the 6 weeks more.
Yeah, I think they'd have to. As for the Bears, the rest of the team, they're looking pretty good. I mean, what could you do without a guy like Matt Slauson?
You couldn't. He's been the most important guy in the offensive line. He's started like three different positions this year.
He's done very good, and you know, makes you wonder how much we missed him from last year because he missed a lot of the season with the IR. But anything else that stood out in that Bears game with the Chargers the other night to you?
The defense. The Chargers had probably the best passing attack in NFL.
Yeah.
And they were held to like 200 yards, I think.
Yeah.
And that defense just gets better every year, every week, after week. It's just improving. It shows how much of improvement Vic Fangio is coaching these players and stuff.
Coaching the players up is big. And, you know, I thought when the game started, Melvin Gordon was going to do something.
I thought
he had
was,
a couple good runs. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, I was like,
this is going to be bad.
Of course, the rookie who's struggling is going to have the breakout game against the Bears.
That's right. But and Phillip Rivers, you know, he lost his one receiver. Was it Malcolm Floyd?
Keenan Allen.
No, during the
game. Oh, yeah, Malcolm Floyd.
Yeah, Malcolm Floyd during the game. He hurt his shoulder or something.
They're
so
decimated at receiver.
They were down to. And one of the dumb plays of the game was where, I forget which receiver, he got a penalty for spiking the ball when they were in the red zone.
That was just stupid. You can't do that now.
That was dumb.
You know, in today's NFL, that's considered taunting, which I think is dumb, but
no, it's called delay a game.
Yeah, delay a game.
Delay a game on that. But we had a taunting play ourselves from somebody on that. I forget who it was now, but they had a little taunt on there. So, hey, we're looking forward to the next game Sunday. It's going to be a tough task. The Rams' defense is pretty strong.
Let's just say their defensive line. Let's talk about it for a minute. They have five first-round picks in that defensive line. The oldest player in that defensive line, Robert Quinn, is 25 years old.
Wow.
They probably have the best defensive line in the NFL. And the linebackers are no joke either. No. Alec Ogletree's pretty good. They have Chris Long.
Well, he's out this game.
Yeah, he's out.
He's out. But did you know there's five first round picks that play in that Rams defensive line?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But it also shows, I mean, they've had a lot of years of high draft picks. The big trade for the Robert Griffin III. They got a lot of players out of that thing.
That was great for them. They got a left tackle, Greg Robertson. They got another defensive line out of it, Alec Ogletree, their starting middle linebacker. Yep. That's pretty good.
Yeah, Aaron Donald, that was the Bears pick. They snuck in and took on us.
One pick before us. I remember me and you were like, yes, we're going to get him. Yeah. And then one pick before, they just snagged him.
And that's where we got Fuller after that. The Bears, though, they are, I see good things. I see positive things.
Progressing.
Yeah, they are progressing well. I mean, so, we talked about it a little bit last show, but, you know, with the Packers losing two in a row.
Yeah.
The Vikings, they're going to be, we'll make our predictions later. They're out in Oakland playing this week. Detroit, if they ever want to break, if they want to break a losing streak. They haven't won in Green Bay since 1991.
Yeah, 11 of
this
the
is the time to do it. I'm rooting for them.
I can't.
Against the Packers?
I just hate the Lions.
Well, guess what? We need the Packers to lose another game. We want to stay in this thing. Don't you think?
Yeah, but our playoff hopes aren't too good.
Well, you know, and also, we really got to watch that rookie running back they have.
Todd Gurley. That was a steal at number 10. I bet if he didn't have that ACL injury at Georgia, he would have been a top five pick. He's been compared to Adrian Peterson, which I can see. But he's faster. He's not as strong, but he can still break tackles. He's a hard running back to tackle. He's going to be hard for the Bears to stop. I'm expecting a big game from him.
Do you think, because Matt was limited in practice today, you think they're going to have a two-headed running attack for the Bears this week? A little bit of Matt, a little bit of Jeremy?
I bet Matt won't play this week. I'm betting on that.
Yeah.
I think it'll be Wainford and Kadeem Carey got some run versus the Chargers.
He did. I was shocked. He was actually the guy that started the game. So it was that was surprising.
Yeah.
But Langford, he really showed he's got that burst. He can make the cuts. He can go up the gut. The guy, I think, is going to be a keeper for the Bears. It's going to make Matt. I think you still need Matt. I would still offer him 2 years. A couple years on the contract.
2 years, $8 million, $6 million, something like that.
Yeah. Or offer him something decent.
Yeah.
But
they'll lowball him.
But they'll probably say, go out and see what you can get out there. Any other people on the Rams that you think we really got to be concerned about this week? Is Nick Foles one of them?
No, because your passing attack is probably the worst in the league. They just signed Wes Welker, 11-year vet who has a problem with concussions. You know they're having problems with the passing attack when they're signing Wes Welker.
Yeah, and that's a little worrisome because, you know, he's had numerous of those.
He's had 5 or 6 concussions, which is, it's not good. It's
no,
it's going to affect him later on in his life. I hate to say it, but
makes you worry just a little bit about him there. The Jeff Fisher, I mean, everybody loves Jeff Fisher, and I like him. He's a former Bear, but I still think he's more of an overrated type coach. He's only had 2 winning seasons, I think, in the last 9-10 years.
We also got to look at those teams. Those teams with the Titans were also not the most talented. You got to look at that.
Yeah, when he had Steve McNair and he had some of the other guys, they did do some winning. He took them to the Super Bowl, so.
If I was a team or owner, I would bring on Jeff Fisher as a defensive coordinator. I think that's what he's made for. I don't think he's fit for leading a team.
Yeah, I think he's been a head coach so long, I don't think he's going to be anything but that myself. Yeah. But he has a lot of people. If you ask a lot of Chicago fans, I would say they'd say give us Jeff Fisher over anybody else, you know. But we'll see.
I wouldn't.
All right, so not a lot of time for a podcast tonight. I tell you what, you got a couple tidbits for us?
Well, I think a big key to this game is going to be get the Rams in 3rd and long. Because they've had 99 third downs. They've had an average of 8 yards to go, which that's not a good probability to get 8 yards on 3rd down. If we can get them to 3rd and long, we should win this game. Because, like I said, the passing game for them, they average like 190 yards per game. They average 170 yards rushing.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can get them in 3rd and longs, that's going to be a big boost for the Bears.
Yeah, I think that if they got to hold Gurley. If they can hold Gurley, we can win this game. Yeah. That's for sure. Robbie Gould, last game, I mean, you can count on one hand how many games you've seen him like that. He's got to be able to at least put the ball through the uprights this week.
With how accurate he's been, that was only 2nd time in his career he's missed 3 straight field goals.
I thought he only missed 2.
He missed 3 straight.
No.
Yeah, I just read. It was his second.
Oh, it was?
It was the 2nd time in his career.
That he missed 3 field goals? I thought he only missed 2.
I was reading a Chalk Talk by Wire Mayer.
Okay, so, well, he's just got to step it up.
Yeah.
I mean, he does. And, you know, I've noticed his kicks don't go into the opposing end zone, not quite as much, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to see. He's a kicker, you know. So the kicker, he could have lost us the game last week. But let's look at this week's, the rest of the games of for the NFL this week.
Well, what do you think of the jerseys for the Thursday night game?
We were watching a little bit. Was the score still 0-0?
3-0. 3-0 Bills, I think.
3-0 Bills. I'm going with I'm going to go with the Bills on this game.
I'm going with the Bills, too.
Yep.
And so, I love those jerseys.
The jerseys, maybe we need a 4K TV so I can really get the benefits of the bright colors, the shiny. It's different, I can say that. But I think I would have saved those 2 colors. For Christmas time.
That's the perfect Christmas game.
It's a perfect Christmas uniform. So as long as they don't do that to our beloved Bears, I don't want to see that. I know you do. You want to see the Bears in some kind of strange, obscure uniform.
I would like to see that just for one game. Not switch from the classic jerseys, but just for one game, just to see what it'll look like. A lot of fans would probably be mad, but I think it'd be fun to see.
Hey, what have you seen? You know, they signed Ziggy Hood, you know, because we lost Jeremiah Ratliff.
Yeah.
Is he going to play?
I think he'll play this week because we need some depth on the defensive line. We need rotation.
We definitely need some depth, and I'd like to see him do something. I mean, he made a name for himself in Pittsburgh, so maybe he'll do something there. So what's our big lineup for the NFL this week?
Jaguars at Ravens. The Ravens have lost so many close games this year.
I'm going Jags.
I'm going Jags, too. Yep. The Ravens could easily be 7-2 or 6-3 right now, easily.
Oh, yeah, but so could the Bears. The Bears blew 2 games. They could easily be 5-3, not 3-5. So I mean, so that's how close it is in the NFL between winning record and losing record. Yeah.
Browns at Steelers, and Mike Pettine said he would announce a starting QB today, but I didn't see anything.
I don't think it matters, Steelers.
I'm going Browns. Upset.
Okay.
Panthers at Titans. The Panthers just came off a huge victory versus the Packers.
My upset special. I'm going to go Titans on this. I'm going to say the Panthers are going to. This is going to be a letdown game for them. They're not ready for it. They're in a division they don't really play. every so often. I'm going with the Titans.
I'm having the same thought as you. Titans. The Panthers just won a huge game versus the Packers. They're all pumped up. They probably didn't think too much of the Titans. I think they'll overlook them. They'll fall from the unbeaten ranks.
Yeah.
I think they'll lose. Cowboys at Bucks, and it sounds like Tony Romo, this will be his last game he'll miss.
Cowboys at the Bucks. Oh, boy.
Not a good matchup.
That is just a tough one. I'm going to have to go with Buccaneers on this. I just don't think the Cowboys are any good without Tony Romo, and they got a lot of other issues.
I'm going Cowboys.
Okay.
Lions at Packers.
Well, you know who I'm rooting for, but I can't go against these odds. The odds are totally 100% against the Lions. That is a joke of a franchise. The Packers, at least, you know, they're going to kill. They're going to beat them bad.
Yeah, Packers after that Panthers loss, they almost came back. The Panthers almost choked in that game.
I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah. I'm saying Packers, too. And so some people are saying the Packers, they're out of it. They're not doing good. They're still a big threat in the NFC.
You can't count them out at all. But, you know, it looks to me like since Jordy Nelson's out, their other receiver, Randall Cobb, he just looks average.
Aaron Rodgers makes everybody look great.
But Cobb, to me, without that other guy over there, he just looks normal.
Yeah,
nothing subpar. Special. Nothing special.
Dolphins at Eagles.
I got to go with the Eagles. I think Chip Kelly, you know, I got to go Eagles on that.
I'm going Dolphins.
Wow, we're disagreeing on a lot of games this week.
Saints at Redskins.
Boy, oh boy. Redskins play better at home. I'm going with the Redskins over the Saints.
The weather's switching. It'll probably be...
Saints are notoriously terrible away from the dome.
It'll probably be pretty cold in Washington. I'm going with the Redskins. Now, this is actually a good game. Now, if you don't follow the NFL that closely and you go off last year, this is a crappy game. But this year, it's really good. Vikings at Raiders.
Vikings at the Raiders. Again, as most of the friends of the podcast know, that I've always had a little soft spot for the Raiders. Good game. Raiders. I think Derek Carr, I think he's really proven it. Amari Cooper, they're now listing him as probable to play in the game. They also got Crabtree's really done well with them, so I gotta go Raiders on this, and that's what I want. We want Minnesota to lose.
I'm going Vikings. I think they'll win. Teddy Bridgewater's doing good. Their defense is rolling.
I think they're overrated.
I think people aren't looking at Derek Carr enough. I think he's not getting enough attention. He's doing really good.
Yeah, exactly.
Chiefs at Broncos.
That's... Okay, we have one more AFC West team to play, so we can really take the lead in that division. The Broncos next week, right? So we'll deal with that then. Broncos over the Chiefs, no doubt.
Yeah, just because of that defense, the Broncos. Mm-hmm. Patriots at Giants. If we go off history, the Giants are going to win the Super Bowl. Because every time they play the Patriots in the regular season, they win the Super Bowl.
I can't go against the Patriots at all on this.
I'm going Patriots. And my bold prediction for this season, I bet they go undefeated into the playoffs.
Nah, I don't see it.
I bet they do.
I think they lose any, they'll lose like one of the last two.
Really?
Yeah, but you never know. We'll see.
Cardinals at Seahawks.
I think Cardinals are a better team. I got to go with the Cardinals.
Carson Palmer's doing really good. He's making good decisions. That defense, like last year, it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Texans at Bengals.
Boy, oh boy, I think I don't think the Bengals are waiting for a letdown on this one. They're at home. They want to win. We're going to go with the Bengals.
I'm going Bengals, and it all depends. What I'm looking forward to is how they do in the playoffs. Bears at Rams.
The Bears at the Rams. Boy, it's a tough one. I really feel the Bears are right on the cusp of being able to win a game like this. It all boils down to that defensive line. That's why we need that Ziggy Hood in there.
Yeah.
I'm going Bears. Going Bears 24-17. Nick Foles, he's a subpar average quarterback. I mean, Jay is a much better quarterback than Foles, without a doubt.
Think about it. I'm going Rams. I think the only reason they win this game is because our defensive line doesn't step up against Gurley. I'm saying a big game for Gurley. If you have him in fantasy, definitely start him.
I have him on one of my teams, and I just picked him up for the heck of it. I knew he was injured, and he's got me big points each week.
He has the most rushing yards in the league, and he missed two. And the first game he came back, he played like half the game, and he has the most rushing yards.
On our Chicago Bears beat fantasy league, I had Jeremy Langford on my team, and it makes me look brilliant because Matt got hurt. I had Jeremy as a handcuff, got him in there, and he really did fantastic.
He had like 90 yards receiving and 80 yards running.
Yep. I really thought I was going to lose to a friend of the podcast, Richard. I ended up pulling it out in the last with the Bears game there. Yeah. So, hey, it's a lot of good fun. What's your record in that right now, by the way?
It's pretty bad.
Have you won two?
Three.
You've won three? So, hey, so I can't remember who I played this week, but it's been fun. Yeah. It's been fun. With that. And, you know, we haven't even told anybody to follow us on Facebook, Chicago Bears Beat. On our Facebook page. We also ChicagoBearsBeat@gmail.com. If you got any comments, questions, or anything about the podcast, you can follow the head man of the podcast, Cademan, @CademanBailey on Twitter.
Follow the podcast @BearsBeatPod. Follow my dad @DubBaileys.
Yes.
And then download the podcast on iTunes, 5-star review, Podomatic, Stitcher.
We're on Podbean too.
TuneIn Radio and Podbean.
Is that a new one? No, I've had it on there. We just neglected to say anything about it, but we're on that also. The podcast, again, we've been doing about one a week just because of middle school basketball and
scheduling
issues, and same goes for guests. I know we had a lot of guests last year. We'll get our guests on, but we just want to wrap about the show, talk a little about the Bears, and that's what most folks want to hear, just a little bit of local perspective about it.
The game's on CBS this week, even though it's two NFC teams.
That was flexed.
Yeah.
That was flexed out. So we're not big fans of the CBS, but hey, long as they're on TV, that's okay. And if you're like us, occasionally you got to listen to them on the radio, which is a nice old school way to do it.
CBS has Super Bowl 50. So Jim Nantz and Phil Simms with Super Bowl 50.
Yeah, well, that doesn't excite me all too much.
No.
But Jim Nantz, not bad. Phil Simms,
a little
shaky on that there. We had a great Veterans Day. None of the NFL teams, I don't think, took any money this week to honor our veterans.
Yeah,
there.
Not all teams did that.
No, I think it was 14 teams.
Yeah.
The Bears, George McCaskey or Virginia, did not let that happen. I
can't see them doing that.
I can't. Did we talk about Martha going wild and firing? Oh, we did last week, yes. So a lot of just...
Lions are in a...
Yeah, they're in chaos.
Yeah.
I think we'll see some big changes there. I'm hoping, though, because Adam showed he's done so well with Jay Cutler this year, that someone might hire him as a head coach next year. We'll see.
I don't think you can go from a QB coach to a head coach. I think you have four.
He's offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's Dow Loggins, but, well, he came close to getting, he turned down San Francisco basically last year, so he wants to go to the right place at the right time, so he's smart in that regard. Who knows, he might have a deal with John Fox. John's getting up there in age.
Yeah.
He might say, hey, when I'm done, you're the man.
You get the job.
Yeah, so that would be the ultimate perfect, because really, Jay is a different guy. I mean, you listen to any person on TV, radio, have you heard anybody knocking him?
No, unless they're just... Those people can't change.
Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah. It's like those type of people who just, they're stuck on his opinion and they don't change their mind.
So hopefully Sunday night we can do a quick review show, a couple of things that we'll see what we've seen during the game. If not, we'll get another one out Thursday for sure. Yep. Thursday's really the main day we're able to get it all done.
Thanksgiving's coming up soon.
Thanksgiving night. So that, we're going to have a special, we'll have to do one special turkey show coming up that Tuesday before, because I have a gut feeling on this. I got a big $1 bet on that game too.
I am not looking forward to this game.
Really?
I'm expecting bad things.
I'm not. I'm expecting good things. Yeah, I think they're going to shock the world on Thanksgiving night. And I was drinking orange Kool-Aid just a minute ago, but it had no effect on that statement I just made. So, I guess, friends, we want to thank you. As always, we got to thank you for downloading the podcast, sharing it with your friends. I noticed we had a lot more likes on the Facebook page today. So, hey, send us an email. Give us your opinion. If you don't like something, let us know.
Do you know how many likes we're at the Facebook page?
1,000? Yeah, something like that. So, it's not bad. Not bad on that. And downloads, we're over 50,000 downloads in like 40 or 50 countries. So, I mean, this is just amazing for our podcast coming out of Studio 34 in the middle of a country in an undisclosed location. So one thing about it is, friends, we appreciate it. And until next time, bear down.
That's a wrap.
This is how far we call.